is Daf Lamed Vav. So we got two lines down. The Gemara yesterday discussed a steer within the Shita of Rabbi Meir about Safek Tumah Deraisa, Safek Tumah Derabanan, with regards to Erev Tchum versus other areas. So now the Gemara is going to deal with a steer with Shita's Rabbi Yossi, where it said the opposite. So the Gemara again says two lines down, Kashya to Rabbi Yossi, to Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi, on one hand, he was the opinion in the Mishnah by Erev Tchum that he was Mako, that when there's a Safek Erev, he was said acceptable. So even though it was a Safek Truma Shenitmes, he said it was Mutter. We were Mako, you could rely on it. But with regards to the other long brice of yesterday's daf about Safek, the guy went to the mikveh, he didn't go to the mikveh if the mikveh had 40 saw, did have 40 saw, but Yossi actually came out l'chumra that we're going to assume the individual's tame. So this is still within Rabbi Yossi. Does he say Safek tuma l'chumra, or does he say Safek tuma l'hakel? So the Gemara ends up saying, Amar Rav Huna bar chinina shiny tuma. Tuma is different. Hol v'yeshla ikr min haTorah. Since tuma has certainly has sources in the Torah, and therefore, so there's a Safek tuma, a Safek deraisa l'chumra. But Shabbos, the Gemara, but as opposed to Shabbos, at least the Havmin is Shabbos, or Erev Tchum has nothing to do with the Torah. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? Shabbos nami deraisa. Shabbos is also deraisa. So if Shabbos deraisa, shouldn't we say that if there's a Safek Tchum, it should be Safek deraisa l'kula? So the Gemara says, no, Kesavah Rabbi Yossi, Tchumim deraban. Tchum is a derabanan. So that's the difference. So when it comes to Tumah, even Tumah Midirabanam has a basis in the Torah, so we're Machmir, but Tchum, even though Tchum is Derabanan and Shabbos is Deraisa, but since Tchum isn't really modeled after any Melach of Shabbos, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says this, we're going to be Meka. Rashi says around halfway down the narrow lines in Rashi, he says, Kesavah Rabbi Yossi Tchumim Derabanam, Umishim Delo, Leisei Lezilzule Bishar Sveikos, Demlach HaShabbos Lech LeMigzar. We're not going to say just because he's Mekel Lagabe Safek Tchum, he's going to be Mekel Lagabe other Melachos. Delo Dami Melachos LeTchumim. Melachos and Tchum have nothing to do with each other. They're completely separate categories. So just because one would be Mekel by Tchum will not have any impact on Dinim of Melacha of Shabbos. So therefore, Rabbi Yossi's Mekel Lagabe Safek Tchumim. So Gemara now suggests another answer. V'ibayis ema. Ha didei, ha di rabbi. Maybe one was his own personal position, and the other one was quoting from his Rebbe. So dekanami, we have this in yesterday's daf as well, with regards to Rebbe Meir. Here we're doing the same diak with Rebbe Yossi. Dekanami dekatani, it says, Amar Rebbe Yossi, av tulmas heyed mishim chamisha zekanim. He testified in the name of five zekanim, shesafik eriv Kasher Shmamina. So he's quoting from his Rebbe that we're Mekel Lagabe Safek Erev. But he himself would hold by a Safek Erev and also Safek Tuma Midirabanan, we would assume as well Lachum. So then the Gemara says yet a third answer, a distinction between the case of the different Chazakas. So Gemara says, Rav Amar, Hasam Hainu Taimu. Says, no, the reason over there where we have a certain din, de Rabbi Yossi, hemet temai al cheskasa. The reason why Rabbi Yossi is machmir, legabe all the halachas of tumah, is because we have a safek, and if the guy went to the mikvah, if he didn't go to the mikvah, if he had 40 saw, didn't have 40 saw, so whenever there's a safek, we fall back on the status quo. What was the previous chazaka? The previous chazaka was that he was tamay. So therefore, hemet temai al cheskasa. So the Gemara says, ve'ema lo tava, and we say, he didn't go to the mikvah. So as opposed to the case of the case of Tchum, the Truma, Shenitmes, we say the Truma, the Chazaka was that it was Tahor. The Safik, when it became Tameh, so therefore, since it's a Safik, we fall back in the Chazaka. So the Chazaka by the Truma was that it was Tahor. The Chazaka by the Tefillah was that it was Tameh, so just the circumstances are different, the Chazakas are different, and not that there's a fundamental difference between the two of them, not that one was his Rebbe, one was his own position, it's just about the Chazakas were different. So the Gemara says, Adarabba. But the case of the mikvah, you should say, Hemin mikvah al cheskasa ve'mer lo chaser. Granted that the individual had a chazaka becoming tame, but the mikvah also the chazaka of having 40 saw, which was that it was an acceptable mikvah. And the Gemara says, this is an instance, b'mikvah shalom nimdad. It was a mikvah that wasn't measured, actually. So there was never actually a proper chazaka. Had there been a chazaka where they measured it, it was 40 saw, and then there's a suffix after the fact where it lost it. So then you'd fall back in the chazaka, it had 40 saw. But this was a case where it was never measured, in which case there is no chazaka to fall back on. The only chazaka we can work with is the chazaka of the gavra who was tamei at the time. So Gemara now says, Tanya quotes from the Braisa, Kate said, Amar Rabbi Yossi, has it work? So Amar Rabbi Yossi, suffix Erev Kasher. That's what's the situation if there's a suffix Erev that we accept it? So Gemara gives two examples. Erev Bechuma, Safik mibod yom nitmes, safik mishachashecha nitmes. You have a case of Chuma, where he separates Chuma as his Erev Tchum, and unclear whether it became Tameh before Shabbos, in which case it would be unacceptable, or it became Tameh only on Shabbos, in which case it would be acceptable. And v'chein beperos safik mibod yom niskanu, safik mishachashecha niskanu. If you have a pile of fruits that are tevel, tevel is aser to anyone. It's aser even to a kohen if it hadn't been separated Chumas and Maisos. So you can't have it. So if it was fixed, it was nitkan before Shabbos, in other words, they separated the Chumas and Maisos, that's acceptable. If it was only separated on Shabbos, that means Ben Shmashos, it was still Tevel, it would be unacceptable. So then, there's another example of there's a Safek Tevel, Safek Chumash Nitmes. These are two examples that Safek Erev would be acceptable to Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, again, Safek Erev Kasher. Aval, in contrast to this, if you have an Erev, B'chuma, Safek Torah, Safek Tumea, V'chein b'peros safik niskanu safik lo niskanu ein ze safik eruv kasher. So if you make an eruv of chuma and the safik not when it became tameh but whether it was tahor or whether it's tameh, or peros not when it became fixed but rather you're not even sure if it was fixed or not fixed, if it was a hafrashes chumas amayis or not, that case the Gemara says would actually not be good. That would be unacceptable. It's a different type of safik that we're not dealing with. So the Gemara wants to know that what's the difference? How come we could accept this first, the first two examples in the Braisa, that Safek when it became Tameh and a Safek when the Tevel was fixed, are those really synonymous of each other? Are they really both true that they're acceptable to be Safek Erev Kasher? So the Gemara says, "My Shna Chuma." Why by Chuma when there's a Safek when it became Tameh? Damrina, we say Hemed Chuma. Al chazkasa, we say, assume the chazaka was there. We know the chuma was initially tahor. So since it's a safek, we fall back on the chazaka. Ve'ema tahor, and we say it's tahor. Peres nami hemet tevel al chazkasa. The fruit, if you fall back on the chazaka by the tevel, it was actually aser. So by the chuma shenit meis, the previous chazaka was tahor. But by the case of the fruit that were niskan, the previous chazaka was tevel naser. So you can't compare the both cases. They can't both be safek kosher. Ve'ema lo niskanu, and say that it wasn't fixed, it was still tevel, and it's unacceptable for the Erev. So the Gemara says, no, this last case of the tevel, of safek, when it was fixed, when it wasn't fixed, lo tema safek mibod yom niskanu. Don't say it's a safek whether the tikkun took place before Shabbos or after Shabbos. Ela'ema, really the case is, it was fixed. Really, the tevel was removed, but the shaila is ema savig mi bod yom nidmu savig mi shechashecha nidmu. It's a situation where you had fruit that is no longer tevel. You separated the chumas and maisos. However, it's a situation where it got mixed together with other fruits that were chuma. So when chulin mixed with chuma, it's called nidmu. It's dimua. It's not demai with an aleph, it's with an ayin, which means to mix together. So it's nidmu, it's mixed together, and that's the situation we're talking about, where even though it's, if you just look at Rashi, Rashi said nidmu, two wide lines down, Rashi says nidmu, chulin havu, meikara, mitukanim, it was fixed. But naflu ben chuma v'nidmu, chuma fell into it, and now it became mixed with chuma and chulin. You can't mix together for Yisrael Chuma without getting to those details. If it got mixed together, Chulin and Chuma from Erev Shabbos, even the Kohanim could actually eat it because they could eat Chuma and Chulin. It's not acceptable Erev because Simchas is of the opinion that you can't mix Chuma and Chulin together, a different din, and that's his understanding. Rashi gives another suggestion which makes more sense to us. Lishanachrina nidmu shenafal tochan tevel with the adilo chazi afri lekoin, where it's not even fit for a coin. The reason why is because dimua usually means chuma mixed with chulin. That's why it's not really the normal usage of the word. But either way, if it's tevel fell into the chulin, then it wouldn't be fit for even a coin, and that would be more understandable why it wouldn't be fit for suffik for eiv chulin. But einachanami, if it's a case of suffik, if it was fixed or not fixed, that would actually be usher to be used for the tchum. Okay, halfway down the Amud now, the Gemara asks the question, Boi Rav Shmuel by Rav Yitzchak mi Rav Huna. Hayu lefanav shtei kikaros, so you have in front of you two loaves of bread. And the din is that achas tameh v'achas tahor. One was tameh, one was tahor. So the tameh one, we know, you can't use for erev, but the tahor one can. So it's talking about two pieces of chum, I believe, or chula, chala perhaps. But so the Gemara then says, "V'amar ivuli b'tora." So the guy tells his shliach, "Please set aside an erev tchum of that which is Torah for me, please. B'chol makom shehi, wherever it is, please set up the tchum for me." Mahu, what's the din? And the Gemara says this question is asked both for Tibai the Rebbe Meir and Tibai the Rebbe Yossi. From yesterday's daf, where a Meir had the din where he was Mekel by the Tumah case and Rebbe Yossi was Machmir by the Tumah case, or by the Erev Tchum case, where a Meir is Machmir, Savik, Erev Tchum is Aser, and Rebbe Yossi says Savik Tchum is Mutter. So Gemara explains, Tibai the Rebbe Meir, Ad Kan Lo Kama Rebbe Meir Hasam, Deleka Tahora, but Hacha Ha'ika Tahora. When did Rebbe Meir say a truma shenitmes, a suffix truma shenitmes, that it's unacceptable for a Erev Tchum? That's only because you only have one piece of truma here, and it might be tame, and therefore you have no Torah piece to even work with. But here, where the two loaves of bread, one's tame, but one's vadei tahor, so at least one of them, there's a vadei tahor to speak with, to even deal with here. So maybe in this instance, Rebbe Meir would allow the Tchum to work here. I mean, it's not that Rebbe Meir says whenever there's a suffix, it doesn't work. Depends on the suffix. If there's a suffix, whether there's even a tower piece here or not, then he says it's no good. But if one piece is valid tower, maybe Rebbe Meir would agree that suffix error would be acceptable. And also, Odilma, perhaps, Afilu Rebbe Yossi, even according to Rebbe Yossi, who in general says suffix error is actually acceptable, maybe here he would agree it's unacceptable. Why? Because Dilma Afilu Rebbe Yossi, Lo Kamar Elahasam, he only says over there, Dim Isa Didhora Yadilei, if this one, but the case of the Mishnah, the Chuma Shenitmes, the Safik Shenitmes, that one piece of Chuma, it's Vada, if it is Tower, I know where it is. It's not about this one or that one. I know the item, I know the Chepsa that we're talking about. So at least there's some awareness, even though I don't know about the Tuma status, I do know which bread I'm talking about. Aval Hacha here, where we're dealing with two pieces of bread, Holy Adela. I agree that one is Vada Tower, but I don't know if it's this one, I don't know if it's that one, so there's a certain level of unawareness. Maybe even Rabbi Yossi would agree it's not acceptable. So the Gemara says it's not so clear that Rabbi Meir says every suffix is Tameh, and then Rabbi Yossi says every suffix is actually acceptable. And so the Gemara says, in the end of the day, Amar Leh, Bein the Rabbi Yossi, Bein the Rabbi Meir, Ba'inan Suda Haruya Mibod Yom Vuleka. In the end of the day, you need a meal that's fit to be eaten from before Shabbos, and since this case here, you couldn't eat the bread because you don't know which one was Tameh, you don't know which one's Tahor, and therefore both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi would agree that this would be unacceptable to use as an Erev Tchum. So Gemara asks a question, last nine lines or so of the Amud here. Bay Mineira Rava Mirav Nachman. Kikar Zu Hayom Chol Ulamachar Kodesh. So the interesting case here where the individual says that today my loaf of bread is going to be Chol, but I want it to be Hekdesh tomorrow. And we already know that Hekdesh cannot be used as Erev Tchum. But he already makes this. So then today it's Chol, and by the time nightfall comes, it's going to turn into Hekdesh. V'amar, then he makes an added statement. He says, V'amar, Irvu li bezeh. So I want, he tells the Shliach, please establish this loaf of bread as an Erev Tchum. Mahu, what's the din? So we have to know, is he setting up the Erev when it's still at the state of Chol? Or is it already, he's asking it to be set up when it's already Hekdesh, in which case it wouldn't work. So Gemara answers, Amar Leh Eruvei Erev. It's actually an acceptable Erev. We'll see why in just a moment. Let's say he has says the flip. He says, Hayom Kodesh Ulamachar Chol. He says, I want my piece of bread to be Hekdesh now, and tomorrow it's going to be Chol. Is that going to work? So the Gemara says, and then he tells the Shliach, Amar Ervuli Bazeh, please make an Erev for me. Mahu, what's the din? Amar Leh Ein Eruvei Erev. It's not acceptable Erev. So what's the difference? Why would that be any different? So the Gemara says, one second, I'm just looking at one thing here, down here, looking at Rashi. Okay, fine, so then the Gemara says that Maishna, what's the difference? Why in the first case we say it's good, and the second case we say it's no good? We say this a few times in Shas, A. Mishpat quotes, Mesorah Shas quotes a few places here, that we say that when you give me a certain amount of salt, I'll pay you back, I'll give you the answer. Do a little service for me, then I'll tell you the answer. So he gets him some salt, seemingly, and he tells him the answer. Hayom chol ulamachar kodesh. If I say today it's chol and tomorrow it's going to be kodesh, misfeka lo nachtalei kedusha. From a suffix case, I don't assume it's going to turn into hektish. We'll look at Rashi to fill in the gaps here. And hayom kodesh, if I say it's kodesh today, ulamachar chol, and it's going to be chol tomorrow, misfeka lo pakalei kedusha semine. From a suffix, I don't remove the kedusha. In other words, from a case of suffix, I don't create kedusha. And from a case of Kedusha, a Safek case doesn't undo the Kedusha. We have to know what's going on Vada.
What?
Yes, as you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Hayom chol ulamachar kodesh, Rashi says, ubein ashmashos, the kinyas erev sveikahu. We know that the kinyan of the tchum takes place during bein ashmashos, which is a moment of Safek. Umisfeka lo tafke mimhilsa kemaisa. The safek will not undo the previous status, the previous chazaka, v'chein seifa. So therefore, since I said today my object is chol, and then it's going to turn to kodesh, so when to turn to kodesh? I want to turn to kodesh at Shabbos, when it's nightfall. So certainly from tzeis, it's certainly definitely kodesh. But beta shmashas, between shki and tzeis, we don't know if it's daytime, Friday, or Shabbos day. So from a safek, we're not going to say undo the previous status. So since the previous status was chol, so during Ben Shmashas we assume it stays chol, and therefore it's an acceptable Erev Tchum. But if I said I want today to be Kodesh, Erev Shabbos, it should be Kodesh, and then I want to switch to chol after Shabbos begins, so during the Ben Shmashas Safek period, it still remains Kodesh because it's a state of Safek, in which case you cannot use in Kodesh as a case of Erev Tchum. So now the simple understanding of this Gemara is, the Mir explained, that because this is all based on Chazaka. Right? The previous Chazaka, whenever you have a Safek, we don't know if it, whether Ben Shmashos is nighttime or daytime, we fall back in the previous Chazaka. However, Reb Chaim adds a second din. He says there's something else that's going on here, actually. There's a unique halacha when it comes to making something hektish. When you make something hektish, it has to be vada hektish. There's no thing as Safek hektish. Hektish is either hektish or not hektish. And since this case of Ben Shmashos is a period of Safek, you cannot establish hektish in a situation of Safek. It's based on the pasuk that says, ki yafli lindor neder lashem, yafli is lashon hafla. Hafla, the Gemara says, like hafla, you know, like niflos is like a wonder. You see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's clarity of his existence. So when you say a statement, it has to be hafla, has to be clear. But whenever there's a Safek, the hektish isn't chal. So that's an additional component, Reb Chaim says, as to why we don't say hektish is chal. Not only because it's a Safek, we fall back on the Chazaka, but again, a unique din by Hektish that must be some level of certainty before it's actually Chal. So now a few interesting things come from this Gemara here. Kvi Eger raised the question, can a person, we know, that you can't make an acquisition on Shabbos. If I want to give a gift to you on Shabbos, it doesn't work. What happens is either I could be makna to you before Shabbos, I could say I'm going to give to my friend, please be konet on behalf of Reuven, Zachal La'adim Shabbafanov, and you could own it even before Shabbos. Or if I give you a gift on Shabbos, you could say, I'm not konet, I'll take it, I'll be konet after Shabbos. But on Shabbos, you can't make a kinyan. Kivya Eger says, can I do the following? Can I make a kinyan that I wanted to say I'm giving it today on condition that's chal tomorrow? Right, here's the safer, but I want the kinyan to be chal tomorrow. Would that work? So without getting into the details, but Kivya Eger, based on this Gemara here of chol and hektesh back and forth, he says that he concludes that doesn't work. You're not allowed to give a gift today on the condition that's chal tomorrow. So Avdei Neza says, why does that not work? We know if I turn on my sprinkler system or my semi-Shabbos clock, Erev Shabbos, the lights turn on Shabbos, I didn't violate Melach of Shabbos, that's allowed. I could, as long as I put everything in motion before Shabbos, that's allowed. So why would a kinyan be any different? So Avdei Neza explains, because when it comes to Melach, all the Melach is done Erev Shabbos. That's when the Mice is done. When it comes to kinyan, it's about the effect, the result. He says, what's the proof? The guy turns on, you know, the melacha, he does a melacha Erev Shabbos, he puts it in the motion, and he dies. Nothing happens. But let's say the guy sets a kinyan. I am saying the kinyan should be, I'm doing it now, that's chal on Shabbos, and the guy dies, the kinyan doesn't take place. The guy needs to be alive for the kinyan to be in effect. Therefore, we see that kinyanim are about the chalos. The melacha is more about the when the maisa started kicking in. Okay. One other last point here, I'm not going to go into detail, but there's a discussion in the Be'er Lacha when we talk about Bein HaShmashos. We saw that Rebbe holds that during Bein HaShmashos there's no problem of Shvus. Ein Shvus but Bein HaShmashos, Amir La'akum is permitted during Bein HaShmashos. I could climb a tree during Bein HaShmashos if it's for a mitzvah. But what about the flip side, Motzei Shabbos Bein HaShmashos? When coming to Shkia to Tzeis, do you have the same heter of Ein Shvus the Bein HaShmashos on the flip side of the back end of Shabbos? So he goes back and forth, and they try to use this Gemara as a raya of the chol to hektish, hektish to chol. In the end of the day, the Be'er Lacha doesn't think there's a raya from this particular Gemara, but they still use it as a discussion. Okay, let's go by it now. Last three lines of the Amud here. The Gemara says, Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah that appears in Maseches Tivoyom, that says, Login Tivoyom Shemileu Minachavish Shemaiser. So before you read the line, we'll read Rashi to see what's going on here. So what does that mean? So we'll learn the Rashi. We'll go back into the Gemara to put it back in. So Rashi says five lines up Shemaiser. So you have a Tivul Yom. We know a Tivul Yom is not completely Tahor. Tivul Yom goes to the mikvah. He's Tahor, but he needs to wait till Shkia for his sun to set for him to be completely Tahor. So he's kind of in the middle. He's in between right now. He still is able to metame certain things. So Rashi explains his Shemaiser. So Maiser Rishon goes to the Levi. Shehaya Adayin Tevel, still Tevel, in that Shelo Hifrish Halevi Mimeno Trumas Meiser. While the Levi received his Meiser, he hadn't yet separated a Meiser from the Meiser that he got to give Trumas Meiser to Kohen. Just to, you know, to recap for a second, or review these halachas. So let's say Ricky has a pile of 100 grapes. Grapes is chayv in Trumas Meiser. It's Degancha Tiroshcha V'Tzarcha, Tiroshcha is grapes. So everybody agrees it's chayv in the Meiser to give Trumas the Meiser from grapes. So now he gives 100 grapes. He has 100 grapes in his backyard. So 1/50th goes to the Kohen. That's an average of Truma. He gives two of them to Ezra. Ezra's the Kohen. So that's 98 grapes left. Now it's given me. I'm the Levi. I'm the Levim here. I'm the only Levi here. So he gives 10 grapes, around a tenth of 98. He gives 10 grapes to me. So he's left with 88. So he has to do Maaser Ani or Maaser Sheni. That's for him. But for me, I just received 10 grapes now. That's Maaser Rishon. Now before I can eat the Maaser Rishon, I need to give a tenth of what I just received, meaning one of the 10. One I need to give to Kohen, to Ezra, Truma's Maaser. So if I didn't give the Trumas Meiser yet to Ezra, so I have Meiser Rishon, but still Tevel, because I didn't give the Trumas Meiser from the Meiser Rishon. So Rashi explains now, again, Meiser Rishon, Shaya Adayin Tevel, still Tevel, Shelo Hifrish Alevi Mendo Trumas Meiser, I didn't give the Trumas Meiser yet to the Kohen. Varehu B'misa, Be'odo Tevel. So it's Chai Misa, while it's Tevel, if one were to eat it, he's Chai Misa. Vafilu Kohanim, even if a Kohen were to eat it, he's Chai Misa, V'lo Chazil Eir, it's not fit for an Eir. Ulagavi logan tivilyom, when it's a pitcher or something or barrel of fruit. So tivilyom boda tavel lo pasel. So when he went to the tivilyom, a guy who went to the mikvah but hasn't yet seen shkiyas hachama yet. If he touches the tevel lo pasel, he doesn't disqualify the tevel. The tivilyom mutter benegia lechun. He's allowed to touch chun. Ulamais, he can touch mais as well. The afagav, but he can't touch chuma. If he touches chuma, a tivel yom is actually metamia. If he touches chul and meiser, it's not metamia. Now this tevel, meiser rishon, there's no chuma yet separated from it. There's potential to have chuma. He says the afagav the psicha bei psicha means even though there's mixed together, psicha is Aramaic for like eruv. Even though in this tevel there's psicha bei chuma, there's chuma that's there shalohurmu that wasn't yet separated v'amar. So, but still, if he touched it, since it's not chuma yet, so the din is it actually remains a meiser rishon and not aser, not tameh. V'amar, and the guy says harei zeh shebelogin, that which is in the pitcher of the meiser rishon that's there. Chumas Meiser alachavis lichshatichshach. I want the Chumas Meiser to be separated when nightfall comes. V'yariv shamish. He wants his shamish, his assistant, to use it as an erev tchum k'sheira l'chuma. Should take k'sheira l'chuma. It should be acceptable. So that's the statement. Again, he's got a pitcher of grapes. That's Meiser Rishon. And the Tivel Yom says, I want, in that Meiser Rishon, I want there to be one grape that's going to be Chumas Meiser when Tseis comes. And I also want to use that as an erev tchum. Okay, so let's understand that. The Gemara, back inside the Gemara. Tanan Hasim. Logan, which is again a kad or pitcher or barrel, Tivel Yom Shemileu Minachavish Shemeiser Tevel. So what happened was the Tivel Yom touched the Meiser Rishon, which is fine, because the Chuma is still hidden in it. It's not Chuma yet. He pours it, and then Amr, he says, Harei is that Chuma's Meiser. I want whatever's in there to be Chuma's Meiser only Lichshatichshach when it gets dark. So while he touched it, it wasn't Chuma's Meiser yet, so there's not a problem of Tumah. And Dvarav Kayam, that works. He could set, I want my Trumas Meiser to be established at nighttime. Vim Amr, now if he says, I want you to use that Trumas Meiser as an Eruva there, Lo Amr Klum. That doesn't mean it. That doesn't work. Why not? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Vim Amr Ervu Li Belagin Zet Lo Amr Klum, Ho Vachi Mate Ben Ashmashos, because Ben Ashmashos, Akati Tevahava. The Trumas Meiser doesn't become Trumas Meiser until it's Shetechshak, which is Tseitz. The Erev Tchum takes place before Tseis, between Shkia and Tseis, which is Ben Ashmashos. There it has not yet been clear that's Trumas Meiser, so it's still Tevel. You can't use Tevel as Erev. So that's what goes on. So now, in light of this, Gemara comments, Amar Rava, Zosamer, we learn from here, Sof Hayom Kone L'Erev. It must be the end of the day that's Kone L'Erev. The end of the day means, Rashi just says, the end of the day is the same thing as saying the beginning of Ben Ashmashos. So it must be the beginning of the Ben Ashmashos is when Erev Tchum takes effect, right? That's why you can't use Trumas Meiser in this case as a Tchum, because at the beginning of Ben Ashmashos, it wasn't yet Trumas Meiser. It's not Trumas Meiser until Shetichshach, which is Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Gemara just says on the top of Amud Beis now, because the Isak, if you were to think, Tchis Hayom Kone Erev, if you were to think that the beginning of the day is really what establishes the Erev. Now, Tchis Yom here means the beginning of Shabbos, which is really nighttime now. Don't get confused. It's Tchias Yom. The beginning of a day means Tseis. The end of the day means right before Shkia. So it said, we're saying it must be the end of a day, right before Shkia. We're at Shkia, which is the end of the day. It must be when Erev Tchum takes effect. And since at the end of the day, which is Shkia again, the Truas Maisa wasn't yet established yet, it doesn't work. Because if you were to say the beginning of the day is when we create Erev Tchum, and the beginning of the day now is Tseis, that's when the day starts, Tseis. At Tseis already, the Truas Maisa was Truas Maisa, and you would be able to use it as an Erev Tchum. So read that inside one more time. Because the Saka Daitach, Tchilas Hayom, Kone Erev, the beginning of the day, which is another way of saying Tseis, is when the Erev is established. So, E Amar, Erev Libazet, if he were to say, I want you to use this Shumas Meiser as my Erev, Amai, Lo Amar Klum, why do you say it doesn't work? It should work. Because at Tchilas Yom, at Tseis, the Shumas Meiser has become Shumas Meiser, and it certainly can and should work for Tchum, and therefore we can conclude that must be Sofium, Shkia, is which is the moment that Tchum is set up. And the Gemara says, Amar Papa, Papa says, no. Afilu teima tchias hayom kona. Even if you say that the beginning of the day, which is tseis ha-kochavim, is a kona erev, that's when an erev takes place. Ba'inan suda haruya mibod yom v'leka. You still need the suda to be edible or fit to be eaten before. So there are two points here. The suda must be fit and when the kinyan takes effect. So, granted, Rav Papa says, I could agree to you that maybe the kinyan takes effect at Tchilas Yom, at Tseis, but you still need a stipulation. The Tanai is that the Suda must be edible Erev Shabbos, Mibod Yom. So even though those points in time are different, there's a Suda Mibod Yom that must be royally to be eaten, the kinyan could still take effect at Tseis, and there's not a steer to each other, so that's the problem here, because it wasn't Ruya Mibod Yom, because at that point, it was still considered Tevel. I don't think it makes a difference. We're about to see Ambera in this next sugi, but I don't think it affects this particular case here. Okay, let's go on now. Amud Beis now. The Mishnah says, Masna Adam al Eruve, a person that can make a Tanai on his Erev. When you want to set up an Erev Tchum, we're going to see, I think this lasts for a few blot here. It's actually going to get into a little bit of Rosh Hashanah stuff. I wonder if it gets here before Rosh Hashanah, which would be nice. About like Shtei Yantav Shagalias, two Yantav, so you know, you're not sure. You want to set up an Erev on this Yantav and for another one in the Yantav Sheni. So you'll have to make a Tanai on Harav Erev Tchum. If I want to go in that direction, I want to go to the east. A Tanai, I want to go in the west. You can make a Tanai on Erev Tchum. What's a Tanai on a Tchum? So Masna Adam al Eruv, a person can make a Tanai on his Erev. Omer and say as follows. Imbo Nachum Min HaMizrach. If the non-Jews, the Goyim, are coming from the east, and you want to run away from them because they're going to chase you to steal money or whatever, they're going to try to hurt you. So then you could say, Imbo Nachum Min HaMizrach, they're coming from the east. Eruv Lamar, I want my Erev to take place on the west. Now, it has to be a case, by the way, where you set up an Erev on both sides, right? And the only way for an Erev to extend your 2,000 Amos, you need to walk both to the west. I set up an Erev in the west, 2,000 Amos there. I set up another one in the east, 2,000 Amos. Now, I don't know, I can't use two on the Shabbos. I only use that one or this one. So I say, I don't know which one I want to use. If the Nachum are coming from the west, I want to rely on the one that's in the east. And the flip side, if they're going to come, Imbo, where we go? Again, Imbo, Nachum, Mizrach, Eruv, Lamar. If they're going to come from the Minamar, if they're going to come from the west, then Eruve, the Mizrach. I want to use the Erev that's in the east. In Bo, Lakan, Lakan, if they come both places, let's say they're coming to attack from both directions, the east and the west, so then I could say, Lamakom, She'er, Tzeilech. Let me decide which direction I want to use. This is all acceptable. And Bo, Lakan, Lakan, if they don't come from either direction, so I want to just undo my entire Erev, and Hareni Kimnei Iri, I want to be like my city. Because remember, whenever you add west, you lose to the east. You're always taking away. So if I want to stay in the middle, so I want to use both 2,000 amos in both directions, but if I want to do 4,000 amos there, I get zero amos to go in the other direction. So these are the different scenarios. So we see that Tanai certainly can work by an Erev Tchum. Now, the Mishnah has a slightly different, well, very different scenario. In Bo...
What does he have to... Wherever he is, doesn't he have 2,000 amos anyway?
No, because he wants to add on 2,000 amos in addition to what he has, to go to the east or to the west. So if I don't go that way, I get 4,000 to the west, I get zero amos to the east. So he's stuck, he can't go to the east. But if no one comes, he actually rather stay in the city and have 2,000 amos in every direction. So now the Mishnah says a very different scenario. In Ba Chacham, Min HaMizrach, if the guy, Chacham, comes from the east, so he wants to now, instead of the Nachmi, he ran away from the Nachmi, he wants to actually chase down, he wants to go over to the Chacham, he wants to hear the Shir. Sim ba chacham min ha-mizrach, if the chacham comes from the east, so then he says, Eruve le-mizrach, let me have my Erev to the east, so I could go hear the shir. Min ha-mar, if the chacham comes from the west, Eruve le-mar, let my Erev be effective for the west. Bo lakan, let's say there are two chacham coming. two rabbanim coming. He doesn't sure. Not sure who wants to, which she wants to go to. So then he says, "L'malkum she'ir to'elach." I'll choose who, on Shabbos which Eir I want to rely on, which she'ir I want to attend. Lo kan v'lo l'kan. If no chacham comes at all, so then hareini k'me'iri. Let me be like the people of my city, and there's no Eir that I will rely on. So the Gemara then says, "Rabbi Yehuda Omer im haya echad men rabo holech eitzel rabo." If one of them is his rebbe, so he obviously wants to go be by his rebbe. So then that the direction of his rebbe should be where he should go. If he has two rebbeim that are both coming, one from the east, one from the west, so then the makom sheyirtzel yelech, wherever he wants to go, he's able to decide. So that's the mishnah, interesting mishnah about running away from the goyim and going to attend the shir. So now, if you look at the Gemara says, "Ki asa Rebbe Yitzchak." When Rebbe Yitzchak came, Tana Ipcha Kulamasis, and he had a brisa that taught the entirely opposite direction of the mishnah. That when the Nachim were coming, you want to go where the Nachim are coming. And when the Chacham were coming, you're running away from the Chacham. So how do you reconcile that Braisa with our Mishnah? He says, Malakasha, Nachim HaNachim, Kasha Chacham HaChacham. Are you trying to run away from the Nachim or run towards the Nachim? Are you trying to run towards the Chacham or run away from the Chacham? So the Gemara answers as follows. Anachim, Nachim HaNachim, no Kasha, there's no contradiction. Habibhar Gavna, Habimari Demasa. So what's the difference? What are these two types of Nachim? So if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says here, around halfway down the narrow lines, paragavne gabai hamas v'barech mipneim. They're tax collectors. We don't want to, you know, pay taxes. Now, just to be clear, of course, we need to pay taxes. I'm not saying not to. But back then, the Gemara in Nedarim talks about, and also the Gemara in Baba Kama, there are two types of tax collectors. Some who collected taxes based on what you owed. There was a certain percentage or whatever the calculation was, and that was acceptable. But there are certain tax collectors who collected much more than they were supposed to, and those are the types we try to run away from. So it's a certain type of tax collector. In general, they collected more than they were supposed to, so we'd run away from these tax collectors. As opposed to Mari Demasa, Rashi says, Tzarech hu lefayis olitzok, people, you know, politicians, let's say, who are very important, powerful people, and maybe we don't want to have to deal with them, but we have to deal with them, in which case we have to respect them, we have to show cover to them, we need to speak to them, and therefore we have to go towards them and address them and make them happy. And the Gemara then says, Chacham HaChacham Lokasher, Hab Mosev Pirkei, Hab Mikrei Shema. What's the difference between these types of Chacham, that one you'd go down to hear, and one you'd run away from? So Rashi explains here, Rashi says, Mosev Pirkei, Lijosh Birabim, Das Ha'adam, Leilech Lishma, people want to go hear the Drasha. So that type of Chacham you'd go to chase after. But Mikrei Shema, Kolomer Melame Tinokos Lispalo. A little, you know, a Rebbe, like a first grade Rebbe who's teaching kids how to daven, Umasnisin, the Rebbe Yitzchak, B'da'asu. So Rashi has this whole, it's very strange, so why are you running away from a Rebbe who's teaching Tadadavin? So Rashi makes his whole kimta. It's a situation not only where there's a Mikre Shema, where the first grade Rebbe's coming, but there's also a big Tzadda coming. So not that you're running away from the first grade Rebbe, you're just opting for the Tzaddik, the Darshan, the big Rav, that's all. But it doesn't sound like very smooth reading within Rashi. So the Aruch says, you know why? Because the first gate Rebbe actually comes to collect money from you. He's looking for money. You know, he tutored your child. He's looking for money. You don't want to pay the tutor. So you're running away from him, says the Aruch. Now, Rav Nachman Emden says, it's very strange. You can't collect money on Shabbos. So we're talking about Shabbos right here. So why would the Rebbe be coming to collect money on Shabbos from you? It doesn't make any sense. So Rav Nachman Emden says, it's very different. The situation was where this Mikre Shema, this young Rebbe, he's coming, he's looking for a meal. You didn't prepare a suda. You don't have enough food in your house. So if he comes and you see him, you're going to have to invite him over. But there's not enough chulin and kugel for the Rebbe, so you feel uncomfortable. So you say, oh no, he's coming for a meal again, let me run the other direction. That's the situation. The whole thing is very strange, but either way, for whatever the reason is, sometimes you want to run towards the Chacham and sometimes you want to run away from the Chacham.
By the guy, is there an Achmir this Shita Rebbe Yitzchak? So he would hold that if you're running away for danger, even if it's not because Nevesh, you don't need to hold by... Meaning, the fact that he's making the Mishnah that I'm running to the guy... Is if the guy's coming to steal my money, then I don't need to be machmir and those tchumim?
No, it's certainly tchum. You have to rely on the tchum. Pikuach nefesh, there's no, you run away. There's no question of tchum.
I'm saying non-pikuach nefesh, but let's say, Rabbi Yitzchak had to say that I'm running to the guy because he couldn't learn the Mishnah that I'm running away from the guy because if I'm fearful from the guy, even from mominous, am I allowed to...
No, the question, he had a Bryce that said, Bryce said you run towards the guy. He wanted to know why would you run towards the guy. So the Gemara says, it's a situation where you need to appease and become friends with the guy. Well, our mission where it says you run away from the guy is where you're trying to run away because he's going to collect money from you. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Im Haya Echad Mehem V'chula. If one of them was your Rebbe, so then certainly you're going to go hear your Rebbe give a shiur. So now, the implication is, the Chacham don't hold this way. The Chacham don't make this Okimta. Sound like Chacham say, even if one were to be your Rebbe, you wouldn't necessarily go to your Rebbe. You'd still opt for a different type of Rav. Why would that be? So the Gemara makes a very interesting comment here. The Gemara says, Rabbanan zimnin denichle bechavre tfei mirabe. Sometimes you prefer the audience or the presence, the company of your friend more so than your Rebbe. Sometimes you need a break from your Rebbe. Not everyone has to be the Rebbe every single time the Rebbe comes to town. So the different interpretations why that would be, but the Meiri says he gives two different pshatim. Why do you want to be in the company of your friend over a Rebbe? So one pshat he says is because people sometimes like new people, new faces. You don't want to have the same company all the time. I'm the Rebbe all week long. Give me a little break. Nothing against his Rebbe, but you just like different people sometimes. You need a break. And the other position he says, sometimes you just need to speak to different people. You're embarrassed sometimes to make requests from your own Rebbe. Sometimes you go to a different Rav in the town to ask for different types of requests. But if you're going to bother your Rebbe all the time about whatever you're asking, all the same questions, he's going to get sick of you. So sometimes you need to balance it out. Those are two different pshatim of the Miri. But either way, there's a concept that people need breaks from the Rebbe in a healthy way sometimes. So Gemara then says, I'm a Rav. Lese lemasnisin midetani ayo. Our Mishnah is lese. What that means is, Rashi explains, our Mishnah is not ikr, ain't no ikr. We don't accept our Mishnah because we have another Braisa which clearly says otherwise. The Tani Ayo, Ayo is the name of a certain Chacham, Rashi tells us. The Tani Ayo, there be Yehuda Omer, ain't other masna al shnei dvarm ke'echad. A person cannot make ketanai on two different items. What does that mean? Ella imba Chacham the Mizrach, eruv the Mizrach. If the Chacham comes from the east, so he could accept an eruv for the east. But if he has Erev in both directions, Ayo says that Tanai doesn't work. And therefore we see clearly that our Mishnah does not hold like Ayo, and we don't accept our Mishnah. So Gemara says, my Mishnah, Lakan Lakan Dila, why doesn't it work? It doesn't work. There's no Brera. So I can't decide later on. So Gemara says, Lemizrach Lamarav Nami Ain Brera. So the first statement of Ayo sounded like, I set up an Erev in the east, I set up an Erev on the west, and the din is that I can decide which one I want to use. So the Gemara says, sound like that there actually is Bera. I can decide retroactively which Erev I want to rely on. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Ukfar Bar Chacham. It's a case where the Chacham had already come before him. Bera is only if the Chacham hadn't yet come, and he comes on Shabbos, then I could say, well, since it came today, retroactively, yes, I want to rely on the east, or rely on the west one. That's all if it's retroactive. I think downstairs, if you're looking for it's down in the social hall. But that's if it's retroactive. But if it already came, the time of Chacham already came, Kfar Ba Chacham, I just didn't know if it came or not, so that would not be Rera, and that's why it would be acceptable. We'll finish off with this last question. The Gemara says, Adrapa, how can we say, reject our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says Brera works. Ayo says Brera doesn't work. So how can we say that the Braisa of Ayo is going to knock off the Mishnah? We know Mishnah is always more paramount than that of a Braisa. So the Gemara says, Adrabba, less of the Dayo. We should say Ayo doesn't make any sense. We must listen from our Mishnah. The Mishnah should really knock off Ayo from the Gemara. So we're going to stop here because tomorrow's daf is a little bit short, and we're going to discuss more about Brera in Mirtz Hashem tomorrow.